This part, we would like to focus on a history background. Once were Ohio, garnered Anderson a literary fame that his later works failed to do. Published in 1919, Winesburg, Ohio was the best received of Anderson's work, and is still regarded as a masterpiece of American writing. Like Theodore Dreiser, the author of Sister Carrie, Anderson was a master of literary naturalism, which offers a gritty, harshly realistic, and often pessimistic assessment of human affairs. However, whereas Dreiser focused on cities and city life, Anderson focused in Winesburg, Ohio, on a small town in the American heartland, a setting that an increasingly urban nation had begun to regard nostalgically as an American ideal. In his novel, Anderson pierces this idealistic veil, exposing the loneliness and alienation that permeate life in a small American town. This is the history background of the story. Hope it helps you with understanding the story better.